This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around and then I remember all things must pass. But I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up. No, no, not yet, whoa, no, not yet, whoa, no, no, not yet, whoa. I'm afraid I'll end up nowhere.
Hello, Roller Coaster Riders, and welcome back to Roller Coasting. I'm your host, Megano, and I'm not alone today, guys. I've got the one and only
Abigail. Woo!
That's right. I brought my wee blonde pal on.
Wee blondie's here today.
Brought Abigail on for an episode. I thought, special guest, I'm going to treat yous. We've just spent a wee week in Mallorca together, and I missed her, so I've brought her back. Back over to Megano's Manor, and she's here to entertain us all today.
I'll try my best.
Manor's like, that's shite, get
home. Can we redo that?
I have to wear earphones, right? I don't know how to work this Mac, to be honest, I should really learn. But I have to wear earphones, which is only one set of headphones, so Abigail can't hear when it starts recording, so I've gave her a wee sort of light finger tap. That's when she knows we're on. But as I said, we just spent the week in, well, I would say sunny Mallorca, but it wasn't that warm, was it?
No, it was actually
pretty cold. Yeah. Don't be deceived by the nice lighting in the photos. Mm-hmm. We'll need to get planning our next hollybobs.
Yeah, we do.
So we'll be doing that. But anyway, for today's episode, oh, sorry, that's also why I didn't do an episode last week. It's because I was in Mallorca in Spanish clubs. So sorry about that. But I'm back. And for this week's episode, I thought we could do something a wee bit more fun. I feel like I've done some sort of serious topics the past few weeks. So this week, we're going to play a game of Would You Rather.
This is given a game for nuggets.
Yeah.
And that game got me in some trouble.
I think it was a really good sport, right? Like, you did not... like pass on any cards.
I just think the game is fun when you actually do
play
the stuff.
I'm glad you are exactly the target audience I was
target audience reached
designing it for. So Abigail did have some quite unfortunate dares actually, which landed her in a spot of bother. But it was good fun. And today we're going to play Would You Rather, and this is not from a game for Nuggets, it's actually from you guys. So I said on Instagram story, go wild, don't hold back, give us awkward, funny, hard to answer questions, and hopefully that is what he's done. I've not read any yet because I like the shock factor. So we're going to go through some of these and just have a wee laugh with it. So strap in your seatbelts, guys. Let's go.
Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wake up. No, no, not yet, whoa, no, not yet, whoa, no, no, not yet, whoa, I'm not gonna wake up.
Sorry, I will stop finding that finger tap funny at some point. Right, in with the first one, I'm just going to start right at the bottom. Break up with your boyfriends. Wait, what? Break up with your BFs or never speak to each other again. Oh. What does that mean?
Like, would we either we break up with our boyfriends or we don't speak to each other again?
Who, me and you?
I think so.
Is it? Oh, shit, okay. Oh, yeah, break up with your boyfriends or never speak to each other ever again.
Oh, that's quite hard.
This is awkward.
This is awkward. Should we move swiftly on?
Yeah, you know what? We're allowed three passes, right? We're allowed three passes, that's one. Yeah. We've used one pass, we've got two passes left. That was just a new rule I've thrown in there. So, next one. Would you rather go back into the past or into the future? Okay. So, personally, there is some things in my past I'd like to undo, right? But I'm a big believer in, like, everything happens for a reason. And, like you're on a path, life's path. Mm-hmm. So I think if I went back and like tampered with the past, my present might not be this.
Yeah.
And I like my present.
Yeah, me too. I don't think I would think, oh, I would go back and change anything.
Yeah.
But maybe it would be nice to go back and like relive something.
Yeah, relive it and like maybe like appreciate it more.
Yeah, because I think that's something I'm quite bad for. Sometimes I feel like I struggle to just be in the moment.
Live
and
in
really
the moment.
Appreciate something. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So that would be nice.
I don't know if I'd like to see the future.
Yeah, I don't think I want to go into the future any sooner than I need to. Like, I'm going to be in it at some point anyway. So let's say, I'm going to say go back in the past.
Yeah, I'm going to say the past
too. It'd be nice to relive, like, imagine you could go back to being, like, a wee girl. Like, say, just being at the park with my dad or something. That would be cute. Maybe, like, wee memories like that. So that'd be quite nice. It'd also be kind of funny to, like, maybe... I'd like to relive some like funny moments in school with Nadine or something like that. Like,
yeah, like things like that. Yeah. I think I'd like to see the future right enough.
Yeah.
Because then you're something just, you didn't want to see.
You're just like waiting on it. I actually went to a psychic recently, guys. I won't go into huge detail, but it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. So yeah, I do have a slight insight to my future in some ways. But anyway, enough about that. The next one is hear your parents or they hear you in the bedroom.
Oh. I would not want to hear that.
Yeah, I'd rather they heard me.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I'd be absolutely mortified because I think my mum and dad just assume that I don't take part in such activities.
Yes.
Like, I remember I'd been going out with my ex for like, a year. What age was I? Maybe I was like 18. I'd been going out with him for like a year and my mum was like, so do you think you might end up like, you know, doing what adults do? And I was like, what? We've been together a year, mum? That's happened, babe. I hate to tell you. And she was like, so shocked. Actually, me and Nadine were in M&S yesterday trying to find
I can't say that word.
Maternity. Not for me or Nadine.
Disclaimer.
Neither of us are with child, but one of my friends is pregnant, so we wanted to get her some cute jammies. It is so hard to find maternity. What is that word?
Maternity.
It's so hard to find those jammies. So, God forbid, when I'm pregnant, That's an absolute sin. So we went to M&S and we're like, do you have any maternity jammies? And we were like, not, the woman was looking at us like, no, I don't think we do. And we were like, not for any of us. The woman was like, oh, I know. You're a nice wee girls, you're not doing dirty things. I was like, oh. It made me feel a bit weird, actually.
That says, why is that the first thought that comes into your head?
You're not doing dirty things.
Ooh.
People can make love, you know?
As if not, that's not what everyone on the planet does.
I know. I'm like, how do you think you got here? Anyway, I would rather they'd hear me, but I'd rather none of it, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd rather none of that, but yeah. I would definitely pick not to hear them. No,
no.
To hear that. That's making my skin crawl.
Oh. Guys, I just took a wee monster break there and I said to Abigail, can you pass me my wee monster? And we're laughing like that makes it sound cute. But why are monster cans so ugly?
Yeah, they're really not. Their branding's pretty scary.
It is. I never used to drink this ever. And then I just have a really bad caffeine addiction. So I like need one a day. But no wonder I was never enticed by this can.
Oh, the green and black is the
Yeah, that's threatening.
That's the pits.
That is actually a threatening can, but yeah, they're so ugly. Sorry, monster. Really horrible cans.
We are not getting any brand deals anytime soon.
Yep. Still love it.
Oh no.
Would you rather accidentally send a sexy text to your dad or your boss?
Oh, I'd have to say boss, because would that mean that we would only send that to Amir Kirsten?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that is true. If I'm going back to like when I had a male boss.
Oh yeah, actually.
That would be awkward. But no, it can't be my dad. No. That's just crossing a really bad line.
No.
I think I would never
recover from that.
No, never. No, it's going to have to be the boss. But right now, if it was just Amy or Kirsten,
you could definitely move past that.
Would you rather clog the toilet on the first day of work or on a first date? Well, if it was a first date, then if you were out in public, the boy would never know because he's using the boy toilet and you're using the girl's toilet, the little girl's room, not at work. But if it was, imagine it was a first date and you were at like his house,
that's what came into my head.
Oh
no, that's the worst. I know, imagine you were in their house and you were like, excuse me, something's happened in the toilet.
So weird, but there's something stuck in the toilet.
I don't know who was in there before me. He's like, there's nobody else here.
It's just me and you. And it wasn't me. Oh.
No.
So see, if you clog the toilet, does that mean you need a plumber to unclog it?
Yeah, or like one of the
plunger
things. Imagine on a first date and he's plunging your P00.
Guys, see when we were leaving Palmas, we were in the airport.
Oh my God.
And we were a bit hungover. Me and Abigail were walking and it did look like human
P00
on the floor. And Abigail was like, is that? And she was like, whoop. And I was like, don't say it. I was like, and Abigail was like, P00. And then both of us are just like,
ugh. If I said the word, I knew it was going to make it even worse. And we were both already dry broken, but I was like, there is P00 on the floor.
That definitely was, though.
It looked like human.
Well, there certainly wasn't any animals there.
How do you manage that in the middle of an airport? I would love to know. And how did no one else realise it was?
I'm like, why is it not cleaned up? It was in the middle of the floor.
I nearly stood in it.
Our suitcase wheels.
Imagine on the plane, everybody's like,
oh. That reminds me, when I was a wee girl, my friend's mum just got brand new cream carpets in our hall, and we'd been out playing, and I must have stood on a dog. P00, and I ran up her stairs and got poo all over her new cream carpet.
Oh no.
And it was fucking howling.
Oh no.
It was actually so bad. So would you rather toilet on your first date or first date work?
I would need to say work.
But imagine you've just started a new job and you're like, excuse me. But the good thing is you could get away with saying that with someone else.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, if you were like, say you were working in an office or something, it's obviously
yeah, there's loads
shared
of people
toilets
there.
Could be anyone.
Okay, that's a good...
You just pretend it wasn't you.
That's a good point.
But you and you're on a first date, just you two in the house.
There's no avoiding that.
There's no coming back.
And plus, like, your colleagues are your colleagues. You're not, like, potential love interests. Yeah. So there's a lot more to lose from the
I
first date.
I guess you could laugh about it more.
Yeah. When I worked in an office, and this is before I knew I had IBS, I just had constant upset stomachs. And I did have quite a bad time at the toilet one day, and my boss came out the toilet and she was like, my literal boss was like, who has been in there? It's fucking stinking. Who was that? As if I'm going to put my hand up. Me. That was me, actually. I'm like, that's just not...
Is this a story you told us in...
Yeah. I'm like, that's just not, like, what a boss does.
No, it's really not.
You're my manager. Why are you trying to embarrass me? So, I mean, you wouldn't want to do it in that toilet, I'll tell you that.
Actual outed.
I know. I'm like, sorry, I'm literally in agonising pain. I would rather not do that either.
And why is stuff like that so embarrassing?
I know. Why is it embarrassing? Everyone does it.
I have vivid memories. This isn't about... Poo, but vivid memories of being in like primary one at school and peeing my pants. Like, I remember my mum used to make me up these wee sandwich bags with wipes and pants.
That's so
I was
cute.
Like in the cubicle and I was like, I need mummy back.
Oh,
and why does it stick in your brain?
I know.
I had to be
yeah.
like five, and it's. I can remember it now.
Yeah,
I can see it.
I peed myself in primary three, so I was seven, and I'll never forget it.
No, it doesn't leave you.
Mm-hmm. Haunt you. Forever.
I did not just go with it.
I'll just do it in my pants instead. Oh my god, that's horrendous.
Oh no, what?
Watch your mum and dad have sex every day for the rest of your life or join in to stop it. What the fuck?
How is your mind?
That's unhinged.
I know we said as weird as you want, but
come on. Sorry, I just need to watch every day. There's no way I'm fucking joining in.
I'm not joining in.
I'd really like to think they wouldn't want me joining in either.
Oh, oh, that's a really horrible thought.
No, it's disgusting.
Can we use another free pass, please?
You can use your second one.
I'd like to tap out.
Hey, Abigail, we've only got one left for the remainder of the
game.
Please
don't get any worse.
Someone said, have a willy as a nose or constantly smell dog shite. Definitely smell dog
yeah,
shite.
Yeah, definitely smell.
Because no one can see. I mean, that'd be very unpleasant, but like, that's really embarrassing.
Imagine that hanging off your face. That would actually be scary.
I'd be terrified.
I'd never leave the house.
And I don't know how good that would be for our jobs. With the willy nose.
I don't know if we would get much work for that going on.
No.
No.
Sorry. Those are just so ugly.
That's what I was thinking there, remember?
They are really horrific.
It's a bit of a sight for sore eyes.
I'd rather have no nose than that. I'd rather be Voldemort. Than that. Never go to another event again or never podcast again. Oh. Never go to an event, I suppose. No, oh, that'd be sad.
That would be sad. I don't have a podcast. I'll go with the latter.
Are you need to leave then?
Your time's over.
I should put you off. You'd rather this. That's quite hard.
Yeah, that is a bit hard.
Because I'd miss the events.
Yeah, you'd feel a bit lonely.
I'd feel a bit left out, actually. And we do have fun at events.
I know. And then imagine, would that be like a trip as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to need to use my second free passer. Right, both used.
Two
passes. Have your mum and dad... Oh, right, okay, this is like some more sort of one. Have your mum and dad walk in on you doing it or walk in on them doing it?
Soz. You guys really love this topic.
I know. I'd rather them walk in on me because I would never unsee that.
I know, me too.
That would be horrific and I think I'd get in lots of trouble, but... That is just not something I could ever...
Do Why would that be something that we would get into trouble for?
I know! Why is that?
But I'd feel the same.
I would definitely get into trouble. But I'm 25. Like, that's so funny. Like, I'm still, like, scared and embarrassed for my mum and dad to, like, find out.
Yeah,
like,
no, me
like,
too.
See if my mum, like, I don't know, found, a condom. Not a used one, obviously. Like, a wrapper. Like, say in my drawer, I would be mortified. But, like, why am I embarrassed about having safe sex? That's great. I should be proud, but I'd be so embarrassed.
Yeah, why is it so mortifying?
But I'm literally an adult. Like, I'm old enough to be a mum myself.
Yeah, and I always say that. Why is it such a taboo topic when everyone does it?
It shouldn't be. That is the problem with, like, loads of these things that feel embarrassing, but they're not embarrassing because everyone does it. We just don't talk about it. Shouldn't be embarrassing. No, but it is.
Bottom line, it is.
It just is, and that's just how it is. Marry your ex or stay single forever?
I feel like I don't have an ex that counts enough.
Yeah.
You have one free pass left.
I'm gonna use my last free pass.
I don't know what's worse out of the two.
I know, and like, I don't know. It wouldn't be a doomsday for me to marry an ex. Depends what one, but like, yeah.
Single forever is a long time.
Single forever is a long time.
Yeah.
I could just get a dog.
Yeah. And you could date.
Yeah. I just can't be in a relationship.
Imagine, I'd like to take this to the next level. Nope, sorry.
Sorry. Nope, I'm not allowed. I picked this, actually.
Oh, that is hard.
Like, and it would be fine. But, I don't know. An ex is an ex for a reason.
Yeah, that's true.
And they've moved on with their life.
And they might not want to marry you.
No. So, it looks like I'll just stay single forever. What does that wire?
Would you rather?
Oh.
Someone's put W-Y-R.
A wee abbreviation.
To fit the question box. Megan said, what does that mean?
What is a wire? Never go on holiday again or never be a, oh my god, never be allowed back in your home country, so you'd have to travel forever.
I could not go on holiday. I'd need to move.
See, I'm actually a pure homebody.
Yeah, you are quite, you always say that.
Like, I love going on holiday and like I go as much as I possibly can, but I also love coming home.
Mm-hmm.
And like I love Glasgow. I'm so patriotic.
Yeah,
I'm like William Wallace. I just fucking love this place.
Yeah, I just don't think I could not go on holiday.
No,
ever.
Neither. And I think I love Glasgow so much. I actually was sat on the plane home. We all were separated. And I was sat next to this like really nice older guy. And I just spoke to him for ages. And he said he lived in Palma. So he was coming home to Glasgow just to visit for the weekend. And I said, I don't think I could move away. And he was like, do you not like really travel much? And I was like, oh, sorry, Neil Bupter. I was like, no, I actually travel all the time, but maybe that's why I don't have the desire to move away, because I travel so much.
Like, could you imagine just being stuck here all the time? No, I don't think that would be...
I know. Oh, but I don't want to move out my flat.
Ever.
I like this place.
I think I would need to say, move away.
Then you can never come back.
Oh, you can never come back.
You can't
back.
Even come and see your family. You'd never see Ozzy again.
Oh. Oh, no. Okay, that's a bit of a deal breaker. Holidays really get me through the year.
I know they do. They're good for the soul.
They are. I mean, they could visit you whenever you are.
Yeah. And, like, you could just move to, like, London.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Like, there's no...
Yep.
Okay. I don't think I could never leave Glasgow again. I think I'd go insane. So I'm going to say...
I know. Imagine... No.
Oh, God, but I love Glasgow.
I love Glasgow.
I love Glasgow.
No, I would need to pick the never be allowed back here.
Okay, I'm going to say the same. But that would make me really sad.
Same, it would
Thank
make
God
me
this
sad.
Isn't real. Would you rather wear the same outfit every single day or never be able to wear makeup again? Never wear makeup again.
I think I'd have to say the makeup as well.
Because, I mean, I do love makeup and I definitely look 1,000 times better with makeup. But I would get right bored of the same outfit every day.
Every day.
When are you going to wash it? It's going to get wear and tear and it...
It doesn't suit every occasion.
It's not going to fit me when I'm pregnant. That would just be an absolute nuisance.
Yeah, that's very inconvenient. Although
and
the
being
makeup.
Like 90 still wearing the same outfit. Oh, let's face it, I'm not making it to 90, but... It's going to be the no makeup. And
yeah,
if you
too.
Just get your skincare down to a good neck.
I know, you actually probably, the more you didn't wear it, the more you wouldn't need it.
Yeah. Go back to an ex or break up with your current boyfriend. Wait, I don't get that because go back to an ex or... All right.
But no, but you would...
Yeah, but if I...
You would need to do that.
To do that?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that one didn't make sense.
Sorry.
Switch boyfriends or homes forever?
Oh, forever.
Oh, I'd switch homes.
Yeah, I'd switch homes.
I couldn't be taking Taylor off you, and I do love your flat.
Yeah,
so
and
much.
I love it in here. That would actually be quite a good swap. I'll take the colourful doors.
might take a bit of getting used to. Tell Taylor to bring his sunglasses. What was it I said yesterday? I said something, I was with my friends, and I said, oh, would that look a wee bit weird, like, in my flat? And my friends were like, I think considering you have multicoloured doors and all the weird shit already, I think you'll be fine.
I know, my mum was like to me the other week, she was like, I love Megan's multicoloured doors, it looks like Balmoni. And I was like, well, you've not seen the TikTok yet.
Oh. Only be able to shampoo or conditioner your hair for the rest of your life. I need to shampoo or
I
else
know.
It'd get very dirty.
Yeah, that's actually funny timing because I got in the shower this morning and I forgot to take conditioning.
Oh!
And I never had any in the bathroom, so I had to get out my shower and go and get
oh,
it.
Oh, I hate
but
that.
I actually had a moment in the shower where I thought, do I just
do
get
I need
out
to,
without...
Yeah.
But this bleach blonde hair wouldn't live through the no conditioner.
It needs the conditioner. My hair does need a conditioner, don't get me wrong. But
yeah, mine does.
You couldn't just live off conditioner.
No,
it your head would be very greasy.
Easy.
Maybe get flies. See, sometimes like, I can go like a really long time without washing my hair, like maybe like 9 days, and I think, why have I not got nits?
Because they like clean hair.
Oh, do they? Oh, well. Oh, that's that solved.
So you've been up.
No chance of nits here, folks. Move on, nits. You'll hate this.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. They like clean hair.
Oh.
Oh, they make me really
shivery. Oh, same. I've actually luckily touched hair, but never had a nit.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, I did.
Or head lice. Are they the same thing?
Yeah, I
right.
think so.
It's getting roasting now when that radio.
I know, I'm quite toasty. Yeah, I had them in primary school and I remember coming home and my mum noticed them and I thought she was going to have to shave all my hair off.
Oh.
I remember hanging over the bath and I was like, are you going to shave all my hair off? And she was like, no.
What did they do? Is it that wee comb?
Yeah, that's what I had, a wee comb. I think if it's really bad, you can get like an actual like, is it like something that you put on it?
Oh.
Like an oil or something.
I remember like everyone at school having nits and it was like a whole thing, but I've strangely never caught them.
Where do they go in adulthood?
I know. Like the adults get nits.
I mean, I'm not complaining.
Kids.
You
yeah,
should stay away.
I'm quite glad I've never encountered a nit myself. That was like when you say you thought you had to get your hair shaved off. See, when I started my period, I was crying to my mum and I was like, does that mean I can never do the splits again? And she was like, no, you can.
You'll be fine.
And I have continued to do the splits, period or not. would you oh Would you rather lose half of your followers or accidentally post nudes on your feed?
Oh, God.
That's bad that I have to think about that, but it's really hard to get followers these days.
It's really difficult.
I don't think I'd ever retrieve them back.
Probably not in this lifetime, by the looks of it. But then, well, because then, yeah, if you lost half, your full job would change.
Yeah, it would. I'd need to remortgage my house.
Oh, I think I'd need... Oh, that's not a sight anybody's wanting to see.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's really, like, posting a nude on my feed is not something I want to do. It's really, really, really not.
My idea of hell.
Same.
And the universe, I'm not inviting that in. Please.
No, stay away. Universe, this one is not for you. Oh, what's happened? Oh, it's fine. We're still in. No, I honestly think I would like go into cardiac arrest if I'd done that.
Can you imagine the feeling of somebody even saying to you like, oh, something's
going on
your feet?
Oh, that's like if you ever sent a text to the wrong person.
Yeah, and it's the feeling that comes over your full body. It's like burning.
Yeah.
You're like, oh. It's as if time freezes.
Yeah.
Everything's still, you're like
No, I'm not even joking. That would put me in the hospital. But I just couldn't lose half my followers. I hate to admit that, guys, but that is unfortunately the cause.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Cards I've been dealt, and as Kim K says, nude selfies till I die. You know how in Mallorca I kept watching iconic pop culture moments?
That was so funny.
That's all my For You pages right now, and that came up today. It's like, nude selfies till I die.
Stuff they come out of his hilarious.
She just walks up, receives her award, she's like, nude selfies till I die, and walks away again. Not a thanks or anything.
Just a walking meme.
So funny. I was watching them the whole trip, and once Abigail was still sleeping in the morning, I was watching them.
So funny.
She woke up, I was just absolutely howling.
Woke up to Katy Perry getting gunched. I've actually seen that one before she opens a box.
Like, that must kind of hurt.
I'm horrified.
And did they need to sit through the rest of the award show being slimed?
How annoyed would you be paying to get your hair and makeup done and you're covered in green gum?
Imagine we just paid money that and I'm getting fucking slimed. I'd be raging. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Right, someone else's mind came up with that.
Oh, my God.
Twisted one about joining in. Oh my God, look, there
is so many joining in with your mum. Are you all okay?
What? Shag a sheep and nobody know or don't, and everyone thought you did. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That's making me feel physically.
That's
ill.
Like a really like morally question.
I think you would need to go with everyone thinking
same,
you've done that.
Same, I could not.
You would know in your own head.
Yeah.
I never, but why would people think you
are? Imagine that. Remember Meghan Mills, she shagged a sheep. She pure shagged sheep.
Pure sheep.
Sheep cracker. No. Look, this is what it boils down to. Sometimes you just have to accept you can't please everyone, and there's always going to be rumours. So if you just want to think I've shagged sheep, then go for it. But at least I know I didn't.
I think you would need
That's
to
That's the stand I'm going to need to
and,
take.
And physically having to do that.
Oh!
The poor sheep.
Not a chance. Not a chance. So, yeah, I'm going to need to... I'm going to need to say that everyone thinks I'm a sheep shagger. No, I've lost my baz. I'm not
You're
good
quite good at animal impressions.
Yeah, I'm good at cats. No. Meow.
That is realistic.
Meow. And a chihuahua dog bark. Only chihuahuas. Would you rather be with a criminal, i.e. a drug dealer, or a 70-year-old man?
Oh, guys, these are ruthless.
These are. I'm sweating. Hold on, I need to pause and take this hoodie off. Ad break. I actually might have an ad break because now I've got ads on my podcast. Yay! Someone messaged me like, can you please explain to me why there's now ads on there? I said, babe, because it's business. Are you so happy for
machine.
Me? It's been a long 2 years, guys. Right, oh yeah, so would you rather be with a criminal, i.e. a drug dealer, or a 70-year-old man?
Oh, God. I mean, neither is a good choice.
No.
But no.
The 70-year-old man, no, I do not condone drug dealing whatsoever. I really don't.
No.
And I would live in fear because your house could get raided or...
Yeah, your full life would just
it's
be...
It's dirty money. Dirty money, so it
that
is.
I was so, like, enthusiastic.
Like... Yeah,
your full life would just feel on edge all the time.
Yeah, you would be.
But a 70-year-old man...
Honestly, what the fuck would we talk about? We've got nothing in common.
And imagine walking about together everywhere.
And everyone would just assume you're an escort.
Yeah, I always remember when me and Taylor were in LA on holiday and there was a girl staying in our hotel and she was with like a roughly about that age guy. Mm-hmm. And it was just really not very nice.
It's not nice. And it's always like a really like young like girl that just wouldn't be with him.
No, and it's just... And you can tell everyone else is also thinking the same thing.
Everyone's thinking it. I know when I was in New York, actually, we were out for dinner one night and my friends were like, that's definitely like a man in an escort.
Oh.
Like you can spot it a mile away.
Yeah.
I could not even like cuddle a 70-year-old man that's not family.
No.
Like, I'm sorry. I honestly couldn't like...
And they always give me like, when they're into like younger girls, pure sleazy vibes.
Yeah, they are.
Because why are you not just with a woman?
Yeah, why are you not with a nice 70-year-old lady enjoying your retired lifestyle?
With her wee perm. Go, go and find one of your own.
Oh, like pick on someone your own age, eh? But I do not, and I must make this clear, I do not agree with criminals.
No.
In any way, shape, or form. But I can't be with a 70-year-old.
No, I'm going to have to go for a crazy ride.
Strap ourselves in. But just to clarify, I would not go out with a criminal either.
No, me
Just
either.
To make that clear before the police show up at my door. Like, guys, did I tell you the story of the TV licensing police coming? And apparently,
TV I shouldn't have paid police. That. Oh.
My dad said they're like, there's loads of fakers going about. Oh, who knows? But I've paid it now. But that was really scary when they came to my door.
Yeah, that is quite
the
scary.
The TV licensing police. They had badges and everything. And they were carrying a wee briefcase. I thought, I'm nowhere, some of these traps.
I remember when we first moved in and we still hadn't paid it yet. We have now, just clarify. And somebody was on the ring doorbell at the door.
Oh!
And I was posting vintage parcels and I was like, that's them. And I was like scared to go back to the flat. It was just HelloFresh. I was like to Taylor, that is a TV license people. And he was like, why would you ever, why is that the first thought of who it would be? Switch it, Amanda. HelloFresh. HelloFresh box.
Would you, Oh, there's so many really hard questions surrounding exes. Would you rather sleep with your ex again or never have met them? Okay, I'll answer this for my ex number one, and I'm going to say never have met him because he just didn't bring much to my life.
I know, I'm going to say never have met because he doesn't really count.
Yeah.
Been out with him for about 2 weeks.
But I wouldn't think that about anyone else. I just think that about my number one. Not my number one, as in ex number one, sorry. Would you rather be cheated on and never find out, or, this is another morally
question. We spoke about this when we were away, didn't we?
Yeah. Would you rather, this must be in game for another
I think section. It is.
Would you rather be cheated on and never find out, or cheat on your partner and them never find out?
Oh, I think be cheated on.
Me too.
Oh, but then you would never know.
I'm hoping that if I was cheated on... that something else would break up the relationship anyway.
Because there's obviously something already wrong.
Like, there's obviously an underlying problem, and I'd like to think that the universe would guide me on the path out of there.
The guilt of doing that to someone would eat me alive.
I absolutely could not live with myself.
And to just act like nothing, no.
I'm like an easily like guilt-ridden person. Like, I feel guilt about things that don't even warrant feeling guilty about, but I just am... really easily guilty. And I actually, as much as I hate it because it makes me anxious, I actually quite like it because I just know I would never do something like that.
Yeah.
Like, at least I know I'll always choose the high road. But I'll just feel shit about it, if I ever. Like, I could not look at someone in the eyes.
No, but then can you imagine you never ever found out, and then what if you, like, married them?
I know. And that does happen.
I know.
It is shit. I'd hope someone's going to tell me.
Yeah, surely you're going to find out one way or another.
Through the grapevine.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is, through the grapevine?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Yeah, what is a vine?
It's find out through the grapevine.
Yeah. Oh, grapevine.
Yeah, what did...
Oh, I thought it was the grapevine.
No, I think it's grape.
Oh.
I don't know. No. Google it.
Yeah.
But what does it mean? I don't understand.
Anyway. What does...
It is, I'm sure, is it not grapevine? Because that song, I heard through the grapevine.
Oh, through the grapevine, mean.
That's the song!
I heard it through the grapevine.
I don't know the rest of the words. I heard it. Hear something through the grapevine.
I know what it means, but where does it come from?
It doesn't add up. I don't think it has any...
I think someone just made that up and it stuck. I thought someone's just said it and someone
whoever
thought,
sings that song.
I like that. Let's keep that going. Okay, so I'd rather be cheated on and not know.
Yeah, me too.
And I would just trust the universe will get me the hell out of there one day.
Mm-hmm.
Universe, that was your invite.
Yeah, you must listen now. Open your ears.
My mum, see if I'm not listening, she says, pull those potatoes out your ears. I'm like, what?
What's another one? You got cotton wool in your ears?
Yeah. Would you rather drink tuna brine for the rest of your life or smell like it? What is tuna brine?
Like the stuff tuna's in the tin.
That watery stuff.
But you probably normally buy one that's like water or something, but see the brine, it really smells.
So you either have to drink that, right, say in the morning, and eating your special
every day.
You need a big glass of the tuna brine.
Imagine smelling like tuna. I'd lock myself away. And I'm a tuna enthusiast. I like a tuna salad.
Yeah, you do. I think I would have to drink it.
I'd need to drink
it. Like, you could put a wee sweetener in it or something.
Mm-hmm. That'd be worse. Sometimes when I went through that phase of eating like tuna salads every day for my lunch, I started to worry it was going to come out my pores.
Oh, can that happen?
I think apparently that can happen to pescatarians. Well, that's
like, see, if you eat too many oranges, you turn orange. It happened to a boy I worked with in BT.
No.
Yeah, I didn't
How
see it with my own eyes.
Eat?
He just told me that happened to him. He said he used to eat, oh my God, I've got a fright, because I was like, wait, I'm orange for a space. I was like, what?
As if it's taken over your body.
What's happening? Yeah, apparently it's like a vitamin C overload.
Oh.
And your hands start
to... Carrots do that as
hands
well,
and feet go
they?
Orange.
Oh.
I love on the I know. Someone's been eating their tangerines. I'm going to drink the brine. Even that word is
horrible.
Brine. Tuna brine.
In the tin it says like tuna in brine. Oh.
Would you rather... Oh!
This makes my mouth feel weird.
Oh. Would you rather have hair as teeth? Ew. Or teeth as hair?
Oh, imagine them rattling about in your head.
I think it would feel weird.
I know, I just touched my head there as if there was going to be teeth.
My teeth feel like hairy now.
I know, I'm like itchy. I'm itchy!
Oh. Oh my God. Imagine though, like, so I would say the hair is teeth because, oh my God, I can't tell you how weird my teeth feel right now. I would say that because, like, it's easier to hide, but imagine I just smiling. All these locks of hair are, like, swishing.
Imagine trying to eat.
That'd be a nightmare. Maybe soup always.
Oh, but going through the hair.
But the teeth, imagine trying to sleep at night on all the teeth.
If you moved, it would just, like, rattle about.
And would you need to, like, use, like, Colgate on your hair instead of shampoo?
What if they went yellow?
And got all decayed.
Or brown.
Good bit of a nightmare upkeep.
You might be better doing that because they just fall out. They'd be bald. That would be the better option.
Yeah, see, to be fair, I think...
Oh, maybe you could take the teeth as hair and put a wig on.
That's true.
But it would sit really high. I don't know why
I feel like there's ways around the teeth as hair. Like, as you said, let them decay and fall out. But see, the hair is teeth. Like, that's just a pure inconvenience.
No. Oh, that's making my mouth...
Or you could cut the hair, like, keep on top of regular haircuts in your mouth and get veneers or whatever. Yeah, you could get veneers and just shave around them, but that would hurt your gums.
Imagine, like, your hair just started to grow and it was poking out of your fake teeth.
Oh...
I'm going to say teeth is hair.
Right, I'll do the other one. I'll have hair as teeth. We'd be the dynamic duo.
People would be like,
there's those wee laughs with a teeth.
Mate, stay clear of that.
Oh, would you rather be poor but happy or rich but sad? I'm going to say poor but happy.
Yeah, me too.
Because happiness is... is the goal.
Yeah, it is.
Like, see, when you think about it, right? Like, I don't get me wrong, I want to be rich. Universe.
I know. Please listen.
Open those ears again.
I need to be rich.
I would like to be rich, 100%.
I know.
But if it meant I was going to be sad, then no. Happiness comes before all in life. And I really do believe that. What's the point in having all these things if you're not happy?
Exactly. I remember when we were trying to buy the flat and, like, we kept seeing stuff and it was maybe, like, too expensive or whatever, and I actually remember saying to Taylor, like, people who say money can't buy happiness must be lying because they would just be happy. But then see the feeling of actually just being so content and happy and your life is where you are. Nothing
beats
that.
I know. I seen him a funny TikTok the other day. Well, I hope he's okay, but it was a funny TikTok. This guy in his car and he's like crying. He's like, I know money can't buy happiness, but he's like, I prefer crying in my brand new Range Rover. Like, yeah, money is a huge help.
Yeah, it is.
But it doesn't buy you happiness. It helps your life and it's essential for a lot of things in life, but it's not hand in hand with happiness.
No.
A lot of rich people are sad.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm going to say, yeah. Being poor would be very hard. But if you're happy, then yeah.
Oh, but I wouldn't say no to a nice car.
No. No. I was like...
But I'm going to go with the first option.
Yeah. But yeah. Money, please come my way. Manifesting money. Would you rather be constantly sticky or constantly itchy?
Oh.
Sticky. I hate being itchy.
I see...
I hate being itchy. It's my worst.
Sticky.
Oh, see when you've got like tight shoes on and the bottom of your foot's itchy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I have really bad hay fever in the summer and the roof of my mouth gets itchy.
Yeah, I'd say sticky.
Oh, you cannot itch that.
Because sometimes when you put moisturiser on and then you're outfit, you feel a wee bit sticky. And that's not the end of the world.
Yeah. But you can get on with it.
And tights when they itch.
Oh. See when you used to wear tights to school and sit in the chair. Looks like you've got like worms.
And then you can itch your bum because it was too fast. Yeah. And so you just be like, shuffle.
Yeah, I'd rather be
sticky.
Sticky. Would you rather be an influencer with no friends or work in BT with your friends?
Oh my gosh.
Oh. When I worked in BT, I was no well, Michelle. I wasn't. That place was driving me insane. But I love my friends. Mm-hmm. But then if I wasn't an influencer, I wouldn't have met you. So if I worked in BT, you wouldn't have been one of my friends. That is so weird.
That's when the universe works in really weird ways.
Yeah, life works in such bizarre ways. Mm-hmm. It's so weird.
Everything, I do really believe that. Every single mm-hmm. little tiny thing happens for a reason.
It does.
It's like a domino effect.
Yeah, it is.
Even the bad things.
I know. Like, it mm-hmm. does. Yeah, it's weird. Oh, guys. Oh, that's a horrible question. Have I still got one pass left?
I think you do.
Final pass. Used it. Right. Oh, why are
they?
That's weird.
That is weird. I've never seen
it. Officiate your ex's wedding or spray your farts at a perfume counter. What the fuck? I'm gonna say officiate my ex's wedding because see, my ex has a girlfriend and I think they make a really nice couple and I'm genuinely mm-hmm. nothing but happy for them. Like, I'd happily officiate that.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Not sure they would.
I don't know if they'd want me there.
What does it mean, spray your farts?
Like, so say you worked at a perfume counter and it's like your farts coming out the bottle. Do you want to buy this? It's called Odo Abigail. Pimp.
Pimp. I'm gonna go with spray your farts. Nobody knows.
True, that's true. Ignorance is bliss, as they say. Why is this one?
I know, I don't get that.
That's weird. Is it because it's longer? Is that a new feature, maybe?
I didn't think you could send them past a certain amount.
Yeah, maybe it's a new feature. Never do influencing again, but work in a basic paid job or move to the other side of the world alone to follow your dreams, but only see friends or family once every few years. I don't feel like I would be following any dreams across the globe. Like,
especially on your own.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that is really hard.
That would be so lonely.
It would be lonely. It is hard because I wouldn't want to give up this job, but I would say I'll just do the basic paid job because I'd be lonely.
Yeah, and moving away somewhere on your own
is very scary.
When I see people doing that, I always think hats off to them because I just know I couldn't.
I definitely couldn't. I'm a creature of habit.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza or pasta?
Pasta.
Yeah, pasta. I love pizza as well, though.
Same, but you can't beat a good... Yeah. I made a really good pasta last night.
Oh, did you? Dinner.
Just that vodka pasta again, but I've really nailed it.
Can you send me the recipe?
Yeah, I think I said that to you before, actually.
Okay. Win the lottery right now and never work again, or work for massive brands and have a huge following, but you're not financially stable until 10 plus years' time?
Win the lottery. That's my dream in life.
Yeah,
But I never put a lottery ticket on.
I know. That is a bit of a no-brainer. Because you could still... Hey, you could still work.
Hey!
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 You could still work if you won the lottery. It might just not be with these massive brands, but
surely then if you still wanted to do that job, you would have all the options to do it to whatever level you wanted.
Like, I think people are going to be interested in mm-hmm. my content in the Ferrari, you know what I'm saying?
I think the big brands would be chasing
me. Yeah, they'd be chasing my million, that's for sure. Would you rather have an ear for a nose or nose as ears? I'm going to say nose for ears.
Yeah, me too, because you can just hide them.
Yeah, just put the hair over
No slick back buns.
Would you rather marry your ex or let your partner marry their ex?
Mm. Oh.
I'm going to say, because my ex has moved on, I'm going to say let my partner marry their ex.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not fair.
Oh, I don't know for that. They're both pretty terrible.
I know.
Do I use the last free pass?
You can go I'll for it. It's there for the taking.
I'll use it.
No more free passes.
I couldn't see Taylor marrying someone else, to be honest.
But we still have so many and we've been going an hour. Right.
Has that been an hour?
Yeah, 53 minutes. Jesus Christ.
He's in for a treat.
I know. We've got a blacklister to beat him, so we do. Right. Okay, that one we've already answered.
Oh, yeah, maybe somewhere.
Everyone is asking these parent questions. Okay, be 4'1" or 7'1"?
4'1". Oh, wait, that's quite small, though.
Yeah.
Oh, but 7 foot is really tall.
7'1" is really tall. I don't know where you'd get clothes to fit you.
No, you'd be taller than nearly everybody.
You could be you'd be like the tallest basketball player ever.
How tall is four?
Four.
4 foot.
4'1" would be very small, I think.
Yeah.
But I think I'd rather be 4'1" than 7'11".
Same.
I feel like it's quite rare to see someone really, really, really tall.
But you see more small people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather be small, I think.
Yeah, I think it would just be easier being smaller.
Yeah, like you would still get clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah.
I think it would be more challenging being that height, which is a shame. Would you rather watch another girl take your man or take another girl's man? I would rather watch a girl take my man because I'm a girl's girl.
Yeah.
I ain't no homewrecker.
No homewreckers over here.
Seeing that, well, this must be on Google, that one.
I know.
The joining in. Because too many people are asking that. That must be one of the Google ones. Let's see. Would you rather have nipples on your forehead or hairy hands? Hairy hands?
Hairy hands? Yeah, hairy hands.
What are you going to do about the nipples in your forehead?
Get a wee bit of Veet on the hands and you'll be fine.
Be fine. Wee wax appointment. Wee bit of laser hair.
I know, exactly.
That's easy.
Can't laser off some nipples.
Yeah, that'd be sore. This one's in capitals. Would you rather have toes or ears and ears for toes or smell of rotten eggs for life?
There's three options.
What one are we picking from?
Why so aggressive?
Would you rather have toes for ears? Oh, and ears for toes or smell of rotten eggs?
Oh, okay.
Oh. Maybe smell of rotten eggs because you could just get the right perfume.
Rotten eggs, really bad smell though. I really don't like bad smells.
No, neither do I.
Even the thought of that starting to tip me over the edge. Like,
really? Do you not want to smell like rotten eggs? Oh, that's weird. I got you a perfume called Rotten Eggs. Well, I need to return that.
No, I was spraying my perfume counter.
Yeah. I can go with your farts.
Like, think of a stink bomb. When they go, that is rotten eggs.
Oh, God, that is potent.
That's really bad. Nobody would come here. You'd be
alone. I know that's true. You'd live quite a lonely life with the smell.
But can
it's
you,
quite debilitating.
Could you
actually
not get rid of it? Have a shower.
So you're gonna have the toes for ears. Okay, fuck it. So will I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's inconvenient, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Eat a jobby and nobody knows, or everyone thinks you ate a jobby but you didn't. Oh, that's like the sheep shagging.
I love the word jobby.
I can't eat a jobby.
No. The thought.
The thought of that is actually. Would you use ketchup?
Oh,
a wee Roman jobby.
Imagine the texture.
No.
You would just need to go with the latter because at least you've never had to eat a jobby.
Yeah, no, I couldn't eat the jobby.
That is disgusting.
Oh my God, I don't even want to know.
Imagining it as like a hot dog.
It would be shit, pardon the pun, everyone thinking you've ate jobby, so pure jobby breath.
Oh.
Right, let's finish with one. This one. Would you rather have a bath in a tub full of toenails or in a tub full of P-double-O? Toenails.
Toenails
for me.
Need to be the toenails. They'd be so jaggy.
I know. And toenails are kind of rancid.
Yeah, toenails are a bit
disgusting. Toenails clippings.
Any kind of nail clippings is
yeah,
not
Yeah, I don't like that. Like,
But a bath full of P-double-O.
No, that would be... Sorry, you'd reek of that for so long.
Maybe that's where the eating jobbies rumours came from.
Yeah. It's going to need to be a bath full of toenails for me. And that would be fucking horrible, mind you.
Me too. That would be sore. And whose toenails are
they? Probably need to be loads of people's to fill a bathtub. Probably be like 100 people's toenails. Well, actually, luckily for me, I don't have a bath, so.
No, I do, unfortunately.
Neither. I can't do either. Right, guys, that is the end of Would You Rather. That was fun.
That was fun. Can we do this every week?
Yeah. Everyone think of more Would You Rather so we can do it again. But that was so much fun. A nice wee light-hearted, fun episode.
That was fun.
Thanks so much for being on, Abigail.
Well, thanks for having
me.
You
can definitely come back.
Yeah,
I'd pass
love
the
to.
Test.
I've really enjoyed this, actually.
Yeah, let us know if you want us to do another topic or... any ideas?
Yeah.
Fire them our way. That was good fun. Although, Abigail, you did say you can't podcast anymore because you want to go to events.
Oh, that's me. I'm out. I'm an event-only girl. Hope I get some good invites.
But hope you enjoyed this episode. And see you again next Thursday for a new one. Yeah. Follow Abigail on all socials.
Oh,
my wee blonde pal.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And now we're going to go treat ourselves a nice Blarister.
Blarister.
Same. I need that. A feast.
I need that image of eating that jobby out my
I know. Let's go eat some piri chicken instead. Right. Thanks so much for listening. We love you.
Bye.
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 Don't eat jobbies. Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time, being so serious idiots, thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.